I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. Got milk? If you lived in Neillsville, Wisconsin, the answer might have been no. And on this day in labor history, the year was 1933. Wisconsin was known as the Dairy State. In the 1930s, it was the largest producer of milk in the country. The price of milk fell during the Great Depression, and farmers received a smaller percentage of the proceeds. A cooperative group of dairy farmers objected to the low prices set by the larger dairy plants. Farmers who produced milk for bottling remained solvent. However, farmers who produced milk for cheese, butter, and other dairy products were driven into poverty. Some dairy farmers banded together and decided not to sell milk unless a previously agreed-upon price was met. They were vastly outnumbered, as many farmers sold at the reduced price. The strikers resorted to roadblocks to prevent delivery to the manufacturers. If a truck driver refused to turn back, the strikers forcibly dumped the milk at the roadside. Sometimes the strikers tainted the delivered milk with kerosene or oil. They also targeted creameries, causing damage to 7 during the strike. The state tried to break up the roadblocks or use convoys to escort trucks. Non-striking farmers attempted to deliver milk via railways, but some rail lines were also blocked by strikers. The October to November strike was the 3rd in a series of milk strikes in Wisconsin. Thousands of gallons of milk were dumped. A 60-year-old farmer was killed at a picket line in one Wisconsin town. In all, farmers lost $10 million during the strike.
No milk today, it seems a common sight, but people passing by don't know the reason why. How could they know just what this message means? The end of my hopes, the end of all my dreams.
Like what you hear? Check out more at laborhistoryin2.com.
Behind the door, where my love reigns.